This is Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Miss Carol is a 35-year-old woman who, date of birth is 11-12-87. Today's 12-9-23. This is a 35-year-old woman who saw us for the first time in a long time on 2-7-23 with back pain. The patient told me that she'd had history of COVID and subsequent gallbladder removal and pulmonary embolus. Given patient's history, I felt like it's most prudent to rule out pulmonary embolus. For this reason, patient was sent to the emergency room where PE was ruled in. Patient was admitted to the hospital subsequently and is just left the hospital today on Eliquis, period. New paragraph, she also has chronic abdominal pain, has had many workup tests and workup done in the past, and was sent home with Lyrica to help with the abdominal pain and back pain, period. New paragraph, she also had urinary tract infection, which was required Bactrim DS. The Eliquis is 5 milligrams, 2 a day, 2 BID for 6 days, then 5 milligram once a day after that. Patient, the first time when she had pulmonary embolus, did see a specialist, was kept on Eliquis only for 3 months. Then she was the Eliquis was discontinued, which I think may need to be reevaluated. I'll also like to find if she had antithrombin 3 level done at that time, period. In the paragraph, as far as her chronic abdominal pain is concerned, she was noted to have B12 of 110. And received a couple of doses of B12, came up to 220. Abdominal pain improved. No other abnormality was found. No blood in the stool. CT negative, and now she's requiring B12 supplementation as well. Period. In the hospital, new paragraph. Echocardiogram was totally within normal limits. Patient's EF was 69%. CT of the chest showed a 7 millimeter nodule, which is being followed up by a pulmonologist, and a partially occluded defect within the first order of right upper lobe pulmonary arteries consistent with PE. Troponin, CPK, troponin, D-dimer, BMP were all within normal limits. Where D-dimer was upper limit to normal. Test x-ray was negative. Doppler study of the lower extremity was within normal limits. Let's see. TSH was within normal limits. UTI was noted. Influenza A, B, COVID were all negative. PT and PTT were within normal limits. HCG was negative. Potassium was 3.3. White count was 6.4. And H. pylori was negative in the hospital, period. B12 was, as was discussed above, period. Medical problems, none, surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation, social, she smokes half a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol, she lives with her boyfriend. She used to be on amitriptyline, but she's off of that now since she's starting Lyrica 50 milligram at night time. An exam, patient is alert, awakened with distress, 125 pounds, 98%, 101, 16, febrile, 106 over 68, heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, electrical JVDs, controls the right shoulder, mucosal retinal lesion. Number one, pulmonary embolus on Eliquis, key doses above. Number two, low B12 on supplementation, 1 cc daily times 7, then 1 cc weekly times 4, then 1 cc every 2 weeks. Next number, abdominal pain. Workup complete by 2 gastroenterologists. Now in Lyrica, 50 milligram bedtime to control pain. Next number is UTI, taken back from DS from the hospital. Next number, echocardiogram negative in face of PE. Next number, no sign of atrial fibrillation was noted during the hospitalization. Next number, Doppler study of the lower extremity within normal limits to look for PE. Next number, see, come back next week. Next number, patient to not go to work for a week. We see patient again before sending patient back to work. Thank you.